when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family out there, wherever you might be. No matter where the sun is setting, believe it or not, we have a Blood River Radio person listening there. But anyway, today is Saturday, the 18th of July. Somebody just came by to make me laugh. Year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2018. And anyway, we're having a few little technical difficulties, but don't worry about it. Dropped my face. Anyway, people, give me just 1 second. Something fell off. Anyway, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationwide all over creation by Liberty News Radio. It's Sam Bushman and also with New Cloud Media, with Jay Harrison, Lizzie, and the whole crew. We have a couple of guests coming on in just a minute. Very honored guests. But before we do that, I want to take us to prayer. We always say a prayer here on Blood River Radio, no matter what we do. So if you will, people, bow your heads. Please just bow your heads 1 second, and we'll be rocking and rolling. Almighty God, I'd like to thank you so much for all the precious gifts you've given me. I'd like to thank you for helping me be able to go back to run with Breakaway Running this morning. With the Breakaway Running, the official training partner for the St. Jude Heroes. Everybody and his mama, Lord, that listens to this Blood River Radio show knows that I've been running marathons for St. Jude for 14 years. And it's been really a lot of hard trial, Lord. I've been through surgery and all kinds of other illnesses and reactions to medicine, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm hanging in there. I was able to run Breakaway this morning. I know it's a long prayer, but Lord, I'd like to thank you so much for that. I'd like to thank you also for bringing me back and run into and bringing me into to the studio and bringing me back to the microphone. And we have a great show today prepared, oh Lord. I'd like to ask you to bless it, bless the people that come on here. And oh Lord, please never, ever let me cease to ride to the sound of the gunfire. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, people, like I said, what's going to happen next to Blood River Radio, I'll never know. We were getting ready to go hot, and our computer just started updating and started doing all kinds of weird things. But we're going to do the best we can. It's probably going to be a little rough sailing here for the first segment, but I'm thinking we're going to get it straightened out. I really do. So anyway, and I hope we can get our guests on right now. And so I'm not sure if I'm getting out right now. I don't hear anything coming in or out. So anyway, Jay, are you there? Oh, good. Oh, okay. Well, great. Hey, Paul, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you, Eddie?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have really strange things happen to Blood River Radio quite often. I had my computer fired up. I was talking to little Lizzie, who she runs the board. She's in Florida. I'm in Tennessee. And all of a sudden, my computer just started doing crazy things and started updating on its own. I don't know. And I was hooked up again a second ago, and then it's gone. I'm gonna shut it down in a minute during the break. But until that time comes, we're going to continue on. I'm going to be on the phone. And we're also having, like I talked to you, texted you about an hour or two ago, tell you we have an absolute icon coming on. I respect him so much. His name is Don Black. But before we bring Don Black on, and before I talk more about Don Black, if you will, Paul, give our people out there a bio. Tell them a little bit about your biography. Well, what you do now, who you work for, how you got in the Patriot Movement, et cetera, et cetera. You know the deal because you know the drill because you have your own podcast. So go ahead, Paul.
Well, I am a member of the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan. I've been a member since 2018. Right now, I work directly with our national office. They're in Harrison, Arkansas. I answer the emails that come in from prospective people that want to join. Just screen other emails from interested people that would like to interview Pastor Rob or Dr. Rachel Pendergraft. I have my own show. I do a podcast called The Rust Belt Klansman. That's on one of our websites on White Pride Radio.
What was that name one more time, Paul? The what Klansman? I'm sorry I didn't get that.
The Rust Belt Klansman.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to make sure. My hearing's not that great, but I want to make sure, since you were so good to come on our program, I want to make sure that our people heard your got your information down accurately. So go ahead, Paul. Sorry I had to interrupt, buddy.
That's okay. I've done that show for probably 6 or 7 years now. It's not real big, and popular. I've got an underground following because, I can't really get the show out there too many places. About the time I have it growing pretty good, I get banned from different places. The show's been banned by so many places, it isn't even funny. And it's not a hate-filled show. Know the deal. If you're proud of your race,
yes.
And for a Christian, then, you're a racist and a bigot, a white supremacist. It's growing. The Knights Party had their websites down for a while to be updated, Broken Links fixed. Alt-Right TV was their big news website. That's back up and running. That is under globalminorityreport.com. That's where White Pride Radio is. I put the news on that website. Our KKK.nationaloffice, the public website, that's back up and most of it running. The store isn't in there yet, but that's the Knights Party public website. And that can be found at SaveOurAmericanHeritage.com. On there are press releases from the Knights Party. I also write those. So I do a little bit of everything. Right now, I'm disabled. I've been disabled now for several years. I have nerve issues in my legs.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have a... I don't complain about it because I'm blessed. My life's been full of more blessings than it has downfalls. But I have a disc that's blown out towards the back of my spine that can be operated on, and that's into the nerves. And sometimes it makes walking difficult. About a year and a half ago, because my legs would just start jumping, the nerves would just start going nuts in them. And it was always in a backward motion. And about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I fell backwards outside our steps. It was about 7 steps down backwards, and I messed my shoulder up. I partially dislocated my shoulder and busted off some bone in there and things like that. It was too much for our local orthopedic doctor to deal with, so he sent me to one in the city. And I went there, and he said he didn't have time. He was going to push me off to somebody else. And they said that all the operation will do is relieve the pain. It wouldn't do anything for my range of motion. I don't have much range of motion in that arm. So I never even went and had the surgery done.
Well, hell, to get rid of the pain, that's one of the main reasons to get the surgery, man. These doctors. I'll go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
It seems like everything else pops up and gets in the road. I have type 2 diabetes, and I gained a lot of weight by not being very mobile. You know, I don't get out and walk too much anymore or nothing.
Hey, Paul, brother, we got to go to our first break. I hear the music. We got to go to our first break. So hang on. Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. We got about 90 seconds, but you only got about 90 seconds. Don't be late coming back. Be right back, folks.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born. Dear Blood River Radio family, we're back loud and clear. So we got the computators going. A lot of people call them computers, but that's an outdated term. It's computator is the new updated. Hey, and you can take my word for it because even Jay, the guru of newcloudmedia.com, has given me, he can vouch, he's given me several certificates of achievement. I know how to boot up. I can even know how to turn a computer on now. Anyway, folks, we're still trying to get Don in. We had a temporarily crash in my computer. I'm going to blame it on Sam Bushman. I got it from him, but it's some years ago. But anyway, things like that happen. I know this is kind of a rabbit trail, but anytime you're in this business, my webmaster, who's really, he knows what the hell he's doing. He's one of the best, and Jay is one of the best. Things happen, this high-tech stuff. And no one knows what happens. It could be these magnetic pulse waves, those are real. It could be the explosion of the sun. Crap happens, man. It just does. But anyway, it's not going to stop us forever, God willing. And we're going to go back to Paul. Now, Paul, until we get in touch with Don anyway, I want to go back. And I know you keep up the news. Now, let me ask you, let me see, where should I go with this? I'll tell you, instead of talking about more about the Klan, I don't know about the Klan, but by the way, are you going to be, are you coming to the 9th Congress in September?
I would like to, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
I'm definitely going
right
to try.
Right now, I'm on oxygen 24/7, I'm having trouble keeping my blood oxygen up.
Damn,
so I'm probably going to miss. This just came out of nowhere, my oxygen problems. I had enough already, but I went to the doctor to see about getting put on a weight loss medicine because of my weight, you know, not being active. And I got down there, and they took my blood oxygen level. And the doctor came in, and she said, I know you're here to talk about weight loss, but we got more important things. We got to get you to the hospital. So I ended up leaving the a doctor's office in an ambulance to the hospital.
Well, damn.
But, you know, with
I had
all
no
my
idea.
Problems, though, I consider myself blessed because God gave me the time, the extra time now that, you know, I can fight for our people. And that's really important to me. I got into the game kind of late. I grew up knowing miscegenation was wrong. I knew homosexuality was wrong. So, you know, I was like-minded, but I really wasn't in the game. I didn't know how to go about doing it. And then when I joined the Knights Party, the opportunity opened up there for me to jump into the game. So I'm blessed.
Well, you know, speaking of blessed, I know you keep up with the news media, and you said you're totally against homosexuality. This is like I am. I think it's one of the probably, you know, in scripture, it's not considered, it's just my opinion, according to Eddie, it's not just a regular sin. Homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. I don't remember what scripture, I'll just say Romans. Romans usually addresses everything. I've heard one minister say, he's deceased now, that Romans was kind of like the constitution of Christianity, constitution of the Bible. And it says, Paul wrote almost everything, including Romans and Hebrews and Galatians and all that stuff. But anyway, I'll say Romans, I know what scripture, but anyway, we'll skip that scripture. I'm going to address this one thing. We're going to go Don. We've got Don hooked up. Scripture says that the reason homosexual came about, and I'll paraphrase it, God said that man, he refused to worship the Creator. He worships the creation. And I see people like that every day. The running community is full of these people. They worship Gaia. They worship. They're so concerned about global warming, and you know, what is that? The carbon footprints and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm so glad that Jay said that we have Don. We finally got him hooked up. Don, how are you doing, my
brother? Yeah, okay. I'm doing good, aside from that little glitch, something with my phone probably, or my side of the equation as far as numbers getting blocked or something. But anyway, it's good to be here once again, and glad to have I'll be able to chat with your guests as well. So, who sounds like a pretty interesting and an important figure in our up and coming movement. So again, great to be here. I'll have to catch up.
I will have to catch up with you. I would like to tell you what happened was my computer. And it's a very good computer. I bought it from to Liberty News Radio, aka Sam Bushman. It's just I don't know what it did. It just started updating. I'm doing all kind of crap, but we're back now. That's in the past. We have a man on. We have Paul Brown on. We also have Don Black, a man I've known about for years. I've been in the movement quite a while. But let me tell you about Don Black. Don Black is a pioneer in this. Don Black had his own about the first. Radio program of its type that I was aware of. It's called Stormfront. He's had that. Way before that, Don Black was on the tip of the spear. He was the spearhead, like I guess the Third Armored Division in World War II. But he was there. He's done it all. He's paid the price with the law, as a lot of us have. You know, he's done it all. I think Don was leader of the Klan one time. We have a man right here. Paul Brown's working with the Klan. The Nice Party, Thomas Robb. But I don't even know how Don could have done that. But Don, before what we still have time, would you tell our people that are just tuning in a little bit about how you started Stormfront? Anything you'd like to talk about? I know we've lost a lot of time, but we're going to make up the best we can, Don. And I'm so glad we were able to get you back.
Quickly. I tend to divide my life now at age 72 into two segments. There was before Stormfront, which began in earnest as an internet website in March of 1995, and after Stormfront. And there's a lot of crossover between both, but I started out in 69 in a big way when I was still a teenager, 15 years old, and became heavily involved in our movement and organizations, and nearly didn't survive, but continued on year after year. And of course, I worked with David Duke's Klan beginning in 75. I misplaced my decades nowadays.
I did the same thing.
75, and of course, I know Tom Raw pretty well over the decades, beginning in the later 70s, and so we've all been together in that organization. And I led David's organization when he resigned to form the NAAWP in whatever year that was, 80s, that would have been the early 80s, or yes, actually 79, 80. And then, of course, I saw the internet as presenting a great opportunity for us, which turned out to be the case back when it was young, and nobody had ever heard of the internet when I first started setting up a dial-up bulletin board where you could only get there by using a phone line and an old modem and one of the early personal computers and dialing some long-distance number typically. And getting that whishing sound, and all of a sudden you are connected to what you feel like the world. I mean, so. And then, of course, the net came later where you really were connected to the world. So the Stormfront was the first white nationalist website. And I had one collaborator whom I won't give any details about right now, but he ran a university. He had access to a university computer, and he set up a very basic website about the same time. And that was about it at the time as far as websites. This was we first started setting it up in the latter part of 94. We've had a dial-up bulletin board since 1990, which I set up in conjunction while I was working for the David Duke for U.S. Senate campaign in 90. And I set it up for a couple of campaign workers where they could download database management programs I'd written and communicate with each other. But then we went on the web in 95 when the web became accessible to more readily accessible to the average person with the advent of visual web browsers. Before that, we only had links, which were strictly text-based and awkward to use. But beginning in 94, we had, Netscape, I guess, was the
Netscape
first web.
I went to court with them. The first court case I ever won. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Don, I hear the music. I hear the music. We're getting ready to run our first break. What a hell of a career. When we come back, we'll hook you in with Paul Brown. Y'all have a lot in common. Dear Blood River Radio family, this is a long break. You have plenty of time to get some coffee. If you use the restroom, whatever, you got about 4 minutes. But don't be gone over 4 minutes. Be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
top news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mary Rose. Heavy smoke has moved into more areas from the Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic.
Warnings of dangerous air quality conditions are expected to remain in effect through Saturday across a wide swath of the U.S. as heavy smoke from uncontrolled wildfires in Minnesota and Canada blankets even more of the Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington, D.C. In New York City, public health nurse Barbara Glickstein says people should take precautions.
I wish more people were wearing masks and little babies and children were inside.
The National Weather Service says smoky conditions won't be gone anytime soon as fires continue to burn largely unchecked. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A member of President Trump's cabinet says he is ready to go after voter fraud.
Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen talked about election fraud.
If you are an illegal or you're voting illegally, we will hunt you down. We will find you.
In a White House briefing, Mullen also threatened fines, even prison time, for state election officials who refused to hand over sensitive voter data. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New polling and election forecasts are giving Republicans fresh optimism about holding on to the House in the upcoming midterms. Correspondent John Scott reports.
Democrats still lead the generic congressional ballot, but a new RMG research survey shows that advantage shrinking to just 2 points, 47-45%. Analysts say soft Republican voters appear to be returning to the GOP. Meanwhile, major election forecasters, including Crystal Ball, Cook Political Report, and Inside Elections, now show Republicans with a slight edge in the battle for House control. And in North Carolina's key Senate race, Republican Michael Whatley trails former Governor Roy Cooper by only 4 points in a Democratic-sponsored poll. John Scott reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. For 250 years, Americans have believed in one powerful idea, that we were meant to live free. Free to work hard, free to move, free to enjoy life without being held back. But if everyday aches and pains are slowing you down, it might be time to declare your independence from pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to help your body fight inflammation, one of the root causes of pain. It's not a quick fix or a temporary mask. It works from the inside out at the source. Relief Factor was created so people could get back to living life on their terms, walking, working, exercising, and enjoying the moments that matter. This year, as we celebrate 250 years of American independence, take a stand for your own freedom. To commemorate, we're offering a special patriotic price, just $17.76, so you can declare your independence from pain and take your control. Your $17.76 three-week quick start is ready for you. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm so glad to have these two fellows on. Don Black, I mean, he's just an amazing, an absolute icon of the white movement. We've got Paul Brown on. He's not quite as old, but he's not exactly a teenager anymore, but he's been around. So I'm going to ask these guys, well, since we lost so much time in the beginning, I'm going to change, like we always do in Blood River Radio, we fly by the seat of our pants. I'll change the plan a little bit. There's so much going on in the world. It's really so many dangers presenting to white people in the world. By the way, this is a kind of an aside, but our guys that are our guests, Don and Paul, on our website, we said our one and only mission for Blood River Radio from the very beginning has always been to fight against global white genocide. Well, there's so many things right now, guys, Paul and Don, threatening the very existence of our white race. One of them is right now, it may be people say, oh, how's that threatening the white race? But I see right now, guys, there's several pieces of legislation that the men that wear tiny little hats, the Jews, have been trying to get rammed through the United States Congress. I'll start with you first, Don. I don't know if you're aware, but there's legislation they're trying to be pushed through to make it law. It's not law, y'all, it's not law yet, but it's looking really bad, that like it might be passed. And basically the law will say that it will be, I'm not going to say a felony, but it will be, it will be a crime to criticize either Israel and or a Jew. It doesn't say you can criticize the United States all day long, but that doesn't apply. But you cannot criticize Israel or a Jew. Don, do you think, and with your vast knowledge, I know you've been dealing in this sort of thing with politics and everything, the black market of politics, you might say, you think it's going to be passed? And will people obey that?
I don't think it's going to be passed right away. First of all, we've had a law like that in Florida for several years now, affecting anybody in a public school, university or other public school in Florida, cannot criticize Jews and cannot criticize Israel, because that's the equivalent of criticizing Jews. Not only do we have that law, but Ron DeSantis, our governor, travel to Israel with a delegation, a legislative delegation from Florida, to sign the bill, a state bill he signed in Israel, and came back with that. Now, it hadn't been enforced that I've heard of, and I suspect if it were enforced, it would be struck down by the courts, the federal courts, as they are currently constituted based on a whole body of case law, and as the Supreme Court is currently constituted, I think they would feel pretty much obligated to uphold past rulings regarding that, regarding free speech and the First Amendment. But that could change if the Democrats control the House and the Senate next year. They can't pack the Supreme Court without a constitutional amendment, anything else. And if they pack the Supreme Court, they can get whatever they want. So we could see that in the future. As things stand now, I think that would be such an overwhelmingly disgrace, an affront to the First Amendment, that I don't think it would hold up in court if it were passed. And I doubt that it would pass. What they do, short of legislation, of course, right now, is equate with their resolution criticism of Israel to criticism of Jews. If you criticize Israel, then you are anti-Semitic. And of course, the left is fighting back against that much more so than the Republican right. And well, thank goodness for unexpected favors from odd directions, but it's actually the communist side, and I think we can call them that. That's their ultimate ultimate goal, not just socialism, is where the so-called anti-Semitism has come from. And if we had time, I'd talk more about that. There's always been a rift between Israel and the communist side of Jews, among Jews. Jews think that Israel is a liability, and a lot of Jews think that today. And, of course, Winston Churchill even wrote about it in 1920.
Sure did.
Zionism versus socialism in a major British newspaper. This has been going on a while, but it's certainly interesting, and it's certainly something to be concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, I'll go back to you. I don't know if you've – I bet you Don is familiar with a fellow. He's a patriot, Mike Weaver. I'm not sure. I think Mike was from Georgia and or Florida. He's on the – he's in hiding right now. We'll try to get him back on the show to get to interview him, maybe get one of you guys interviewing. But, Paul, are you familiar with the fellow Mike Weaver, who was one of the – he was one of the gentlemen that was created the Goyim Defense Network?
I've heard
his name.
That's about my extent, too. As far as I recall, I don't remember meeting him.
Okay. But well, go ahead. He is on hiding right now, and you speak – they're not – I know Don, and gratefully, and I'm glad they're not enforcing those laws in Florida. In Georgia, in fact, he sent me – I've been in contact with him recently. We have to get him back on. Give a brief, just a brief bio of Mike Weaver. He was in there with this fellow named Handsome Truth, who Handsome Truth's not his real name. He was with Invictus something or another. He was a lawyer in Florida, but he lost his law license because he went to Charlottesville and back there and was in the Tiki Torch Parade. So they took his license away from him. Did a little bit of time in jail. But anyway, they started this thing called, believe it or not, I'm getting to a point, guys, started this thing called the Goyim Defense Network. And one of the things they did, I've got some products they developed. They printed some of the best flyers you've ever seen. There must have been 30 or 40 different memes, you might say. They would say, for instance, Jews control the pharmaceutical industry. They would just say that. They would name the exact Jew that led the exact pharmaceutical company like Pfizer, Parkey Davis, Plow Incorporated, they would name them. Then they would say Jews started homosexuality. Jews started this. That. Well, they got these flyers. Well, here's the point. Now, Mike Weaver and this other guy, I'll just call him Handsome Truth, and some other their friends, were put these flyers in plastic bags traditionally used to throw in newspapers, and they would put, I think, like, ears of corn somewhere. I would use rocks, and they would as weights, and they would throw these flyers into yards, and they would put them on the mailbox, not inside the mailboxes, but where they were legally allowed to place advertisements. Just like, you know, you've seen grocery stores, pizza restaurants spreading flyers and everything, just part of advertisement. Well, some of Mike's friends have been arrested. They were arrested in Georgia. I'll try to make this quick, y'all. I don't want to take too much of your time. And their friend, I don't remember the name of their friend, but it was a husband and wife team in Georgia, I think Douglas County, Georgia. And they woke up one morning, the two of the people, and they did nothing wrong, just distributing the flyers. And there was, like Mike said, 30 to 35 SWAT team members surrounded their house, pounding and or kicking their door in and drug them off and arrest them like they're the most dangerous felons on earth. And they violated, they being the Douglas County Sheriff, they won't come on the I've tried to get them on the radio, they won't come on. What a surprise. But there's been state law. Mike Weaver, I gotta hear him shut up. Mike said state law, there's been case law. The Supreme Court of the state of Georgia said that what they did was not illegal. They're allowed to do that. But the Douglas County Sheriff, this is what Weaver told me now. I don't want to get my ass sued off. But he said that they've said the law be damned. They kept him in jail for quite a while. But now they're after Mike Weaver. He's on the run. He's hiding out because they would arrest him. So I guess my question to there, Paul, do you think what's, do you think that's going to spread? I mean, is that Don just said as of right now, Don's a Florida resident, that the law is not being enforced, but it looks like it's a de facto enforcement of the law, you might say, in Georgia. When we come back, I'll ask you where that's going to go. Is that going to be enforced sometime nationwide, et cetera, et cetera? Be right back, folks. This is the last break of the first hour. Be right back, folks.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, I wish that you people, we've said this 100 times, well, probably 1,000 times, I wish you could be privy to what goes on in the breaks. We have some of our better commentary during the breaks. Sister Monica Schaefer talks about that all the time. But we were talking, and during the break, Don Black very, very eloquently was talking about how he has hope. He was telling me that as further up the ladder, as cases proceed up, and this is a layman struggling to talk about the legal system, as it goes, advances in the legal system up from, say, like Calhoun County, Mississippi, up to the for the district court, first district court or whatever, then to the Supreme Court. Don was saying that he hopes that eventually, when it gets high enough in the Supreme Court, the cases are almost decided. I hope I'm not putting words in his mouth. Almost always decided by case law. And Don was saying that he's hoping that right now the courts are looked at as being kind of conservative. And I could say, well, they just voted, I think, 9-0 on allowing anchor babies in the United States. So I guess you could go both ways on that. But he seems
to... Wasn't that overwhelming, though? I think it was a close decision. But, they did vote to allow that. But as far as First Amendment issues, I think currently the higher courts will uphold case law on that. But that can change. The whole court system could be reconstituted like it has been to a degree at the district level with all these Democrat appointees. Still, even with them, First Amendment issues, still somewhat bipartisan. But again, that can all change. And what the one factor we have here today is we do not have the left defending First Amendment, well, the whole Bill of Rights. The ACLU, remember them? Their yes. whole their motto was that our client is the Bill of Rights. Maybe now, but they consider the Bill of Rights, the First Ten Amendments, to primarily protect gay, LGBTQQQ, whatever those letters and symbols are, all of them non-binary. They, for years now, they go to their website, instead of talking about defending First Amendment issues, they talk about defending gay rights issues. So they've reoriented. And I used to deal with the ACLU quite a bit in my younger days. I had a couple of friends who were members of the ACLU because the ACLU was, you know, libertarian because they were pro First Amendment. All that, you know, the whole thing you used to hear, don't hear it anymore. You used to hear, you know, I may not agree with what he says, I'll fight to the death to the right to defend it. You know, you used to hear that a lot. You don't hear much anymore. You don't hear, this is a free country. You don't hear that much anymore either.
No, you don't.
For sure. So, but, and we used to, you know, I remember when I was a freshman in college, the University of Alabama, my dorm director was a law student there and the president of the Alabama ACLU. And he helped me with some things. He was liberal, but on other issues, but as far as, First Amendment and other amendments, he helped me out with some things, and could tell a few other stories from back then that involved those kind of people. They weren't that hostile, you know. Now they are really hostile, personally, kind of personally hostile. But I'm not there back then. That was another place in time, another age. But that was my experience then, and so now we don't really. I know we don't have that like we used to. We don't have all of these libertarian types and First Amendment types going after, really taking an aggressive stand against this kind of tyranny, which we just described as far as these laws and cops not obeying the state court in the case of Georgia. Down here, I haven't seen, there have been some enforcement of some related laws about like littering, handing out literature is now littering. That's more case law. Littering cannot be used to suppress distributing literature.
That's how they arrested the people in Georgia. They accused it. And you know what? And I don't want to interrupt you, Don, but like I said, I don't want to interrupt you like I just did, but I'm sorry. I apologize. But they arrested them people, and here's what they did. For each leaflet that this couple passed out, that it wasn't, they didn't just give them one charge. They were like accused or indicted on like 474 counts, like because they it was one count for every leaflet they passed out. But you're so right. I remember exactly like you said. It used to be same like, well, I'll fight for your. I can't stand your views. I think you're a racist, a bigot, or whatever. But I'll fight to the death for your view. But now I see where we have a communist mayor in New York. I believe they just elected a communist mayor in Denver, Colorado. And, you know, Paul, then Don, and I'll go to Paul. I'd like to get everybody in. They said that they don't, that your free speech be damned. Your First Amendment be damned. Your freedom be damned. They're saying that freedom is bad. Free enterprise, they consider not just capitalism, but free enterprise is out. That's bad. Because they said the free enterprise creates poverty. Because and you know why? Because everybody that's not equipped with the same ability to go out and make a living, to work as a carpenter, a plumber, a lawyer, whatever. They're not able to run a store. So since everybody doesn't have the ability to do that, free enterprise is bad because it allows someone that does have that skill to prosper, to make a good living. And also the freedom is bad because Paul, are you familiar with they just had the election in Denver? I think about last week, a communist out now, a avowed communist in Denver. We all know about the guy in New York. So what's your view on that, Paul? I mean,
I believe Dearborn, Michigan, has a communist. And actually, that guy there was a guy at a council meeting, and he voiced his opinion that he didn't want a street named after a Muslim terrorist. And that Dearborn, Michigan mayor told him he wasn't welcome in Dearborn. So, that's, you know, these places, they're pushing out our people. And, you know, free enterprise, everybody in America has the same opportunity. If you come from a race with an average IQ of 70, you're not going to be able to reach the potential of, say, you know, a white child. And I don't think we should be punished because we're academically, you know, just more smart. Look out your window. You know, everything you look at, we created pretty much all of it. I'd say probably 95%. And it's not right to, you know, just like the schools, grading children by race. You know, so the kids that can't reach the potential of a white child, they'll lower the grade point average so everybody can pass. And then, you know, when that happens, we just turn out dumb kids. And then pretty soon these dumb kids go out into society, and it's killing America is what it's doing. And we're seeing these kids now graduating and coming out into the workforce, running for different offices. And it's a shame. You know, everybody, like I said, has the same opportunities. We shouldn't be punished, and even too lazy. You know, if you have kids that don't want to go to school, or they don't want to do their homework, teachers today can't fail them. They have to give them at least a C average. So if you're not going to apply yourself, you shouldn't have the nicer things in life. If you're not going to apply yourself in school, of course, you're not going to grow up to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. And when we allow this mix of, you know, everybody should be able to do what they want, are you going to want a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon doing surgery on you that has an average IQ of 70? I don't think people realize how dangerous that is. You know, survival of the fittest, that's what it's always been.
Well, you know what, Paul and Don, I'm sorry we're out of time for this hour, and I'm sorry that we've lost so much time because my computer crashed. But I'd like to get each one of y'all. I want you not to be strangers. I want to schedule you very much. Very much want to schedule you guys in the future. So thank you so much for being on. We got transitioning to the second hour, and I'm going to pick up Paul from. But thank you, Don. I'll stay in touch with you, and I'll stay in touch with you too, Paul. And y'all do the same thing. God bless you guys. And thank you so much for coming on. And I'd like to apologize one more time for us having, we had all the extreme difficulty with our computer. And it's my computer's fault. Be right back, folks. Transitioning to the second hour, we're going to pick up Paul from. 4-minute break. Get some coffee.